did, and that was this young man down the door section here in Clio for was for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you find that. I'm from German, you know.
Uh-huh.
And every name is that winds up with the ER is the German name, tell me.
Uh-huh.
And Arnsdorf, I don't know what.
That's a German.
It sounds like German names, maybe.
We all wound up in here together. Probably John Arnsdorf. German too, I would say.
Well, what's your name? Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's what happened too then. Where was your wife born?
I think she was born in Bullock County. She was raised in Effingham, most of that.
Okay. And how old is she?
She was 53 yesterday.
Oh.
No, day before yesterday, 14.
And is she a Methodist too?
I tell you the truth, she's not going to church at all. She's talking about preaching down here in John.
Uh-huh. Well, does she work or has she ever worked out there?
Never, she has never done nothing.
Okay.
Housekeepers.
Did she go to school in Bullock County? What do you know?
Yes, she went to school somewhere in Bullock, I know. But I tell you the truth, I don't know how long, but she did go to school in Bullock County. So.
Okay. Do you know if she's ever lived outside of Georgia?
The only time she's ever been out of Georgia, I know anything about. We have a daughter who was married. She married a Coast Guard, and they was stationed up in Maine. She went up there and stayed a month or so, and that's all the time.
Okay, well, good.
You know what I mean. She just went up there visiting.
Okay.
Well,
what was her name before she was married? Well, as far as you know, were most of her people from Bullock County?
Her people is, some of her people is from Scriven County on her mother's side and her daddy's side. I think they were most Effingham in Scriven County.
Now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? Like you might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
daylight.
Okay. And what's an expression that has sun in it? I got up before.
I got up before 10 o'clock.
Well, sun, like sunrise or sun up?
After sunrise.
Okay. And in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's?
Set.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
It's clearing up.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, when it's real hard, when it real comes quick and real hard, a lot of people call them cloudbursts.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
I call it the mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
I call them dogs, fire dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that people use to start a fire?
I call it kindling wood.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to start a fire?
I call them splinters.
What do you call a place, a little room that people can hang overcoats and things like that up in?
Closet.
And what about a great big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?